You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
2 weeks ago, a child in Squamish was attacked by a cougar while she was walking with her mother. A young male cougar was subsequently shot. Brian Vincent of Big Wildlife says conflicts like these will only grow as Olympic-driven development in the town increases. Brian Vincent is the communications director for Big Wildlife, and that's an international organization with an office in Squamish. And Brian joins me on the phone this morning from Squamish. Hi, Brian.
Good morning.
Now, what is known about the cougar attack that happened a couple of weeks ago?
Well, as folks may have heard, there's been a spike in cougar encounters in Squamish. It wasn't just the attack on the child, but two dogs were attacked on the Chief Trail, which is a very popular hiking trail in Squamish. One was killed, another was rescued. And so what we're finding is this was very predictable, this spike in attacks, because studies have shown that with urban sprawl, especially very unplanned development into wildlife habitat where there are cougars present, that encounters with these animals increase because, of course, we're pushing them out of their habitat. We may be disrupting their behavior and their prey base. And these animals need large turf. You know, they're wide-ranging animals. So when you punch in subdivisions with McMansions and Chemlons into wildlife habitat, it's no surprise when you start to have these kinds of conflicts because these animals are being squeezed. They have nowhere to go.
Where did the attack happen?
Well, the attack on the child was in Brackendale while the mother and child were picking berries. It was around dusk, or 6 o'clock, I believe. The cat came out of the woods, I understand, and jumped on top of the child. Now, this is really uncommon behavior for a cat, too, so that's what people need to understand is the construction, the development that's so out of control in Squamish is disrupting normal patterns of behavior for wildlife. And it's happening so fast, these animals have no time to adjust and to adapt. And as I said, much of their habitat is being wiped out so rapidly that they're being pushed into neighborhoods.
Now Squamish, anybody who's lives in Squamish or who drives through Squamish is aware that Squamish has been expanding for years. What's different about the kind of development that's happening now?
Well, it's not really true that Squamish has been expanding for years. Most of the growth has been quite recent, and that's when the sea-to-sky highway began its expansion for the Olympics. A lot of developers who had kind of ignored Squamish because it was a little too far from Vancouver saw Squamish now as a cash cow. They saw that the Sea to Sky Highway expansion program was sort of would usher in a gold rush of development for them. So much of the development, and we're talking urban sprawl that, you know, is starting to make Squamish look like Surrey, big box stores, strip malls, sprawling housing developments, three-story homes, not a tree standing. That kind of development is fairly recent and has been facilitated because of the expansion of the highway, which, of course, is because of the Olympics.
And so then what you're saying then is that is destroying large amounts of habitat for animals like cougars that need an enormous amount of habitat.
Yeah, and cougars, and we also have grizzly bear here, don't tend to mix well with people, not because the animals are at fault, but usually because of irresponsible human behavior. For example, punching a neighborhood into cougar habitat causes all sorts of problems because, or in bear habitat, because many people, for example, don't secure their garbage properly, or they leave out pet food, or they leave pets out at night. These are all attractants for these wild animals. So cougars and people, you know, in that close proximity don't mix well, and 9 times out of 10, it's irresponsible human behavior, and almost every time, the cougar pays a fatal price.
Now, I understand that some officials in Squamish were saying, well, this wasn't an issue because that attack happened in an older neighborhood. Brackendale is an established part of Squamish. What do you make of that comment?
That's complete and utter nonsense, and it's spin. New developments are devouring wildlife habitat, so these animals being pushed out of that will sometimes end up in old established neighborhoods. Where I live in Valley Cliff, that's certainly the case. that neighborhood has been around for a while, but they're expanding that neighborhood, and that is, those new homes are being built into cougar and bear habitat. And remember, a lot of the development that's happening now is much more expansive, and the homes are much bigger. The development is a lot more impactful than some of the older developments here. Developers from Vancouver especially see Squamish as a great investment now that the highway has made it feasible to commute to Vancouver from Squamish. So many of the homes being built here now look like homes you'd see in Whistler. They're not modest family homes. They're very large homes and yards that are, as I said, not a tree standing, and they are being built right into wildlife habitat.
Now, I understand that the mother, Maureen Lee, did make a statement to the press that she had some understanding about the kind of pressure that drove that cougar into her neighborhood and drove it to attack her daughter. What has the media coverage been like of the attack?
Well, a bit disappointing. I mean, I did see that the Globe and Mail picked up on Maureen's concerns about development. I think the Vancouver Sun did, but a lot of media are focused on the sensational aspects of it. You know, a child, a toddler was attacked by a cougar, and the cougar had her head in her paws. But they haven't focused on the why this is happening, and that's what I think is really important. Rather than focus on the sensational nature of the story, is to figure out why this is happening, and for officials in Squamish to deny that habitat destruction and encroachment into habitat has anything to do with this is complete nonsense.
So what is needed then to protect both people and large animals in places like the Squamish and that whole corridor up to Whistler?
Well, the first thing I would say is that local officials need to issue a moratorium on all development in sensitive wildlife areas. There are so many new development projects coming up that would seriously compromise wildlife habitat. For example, a road, a 7th Avenue corridor proposed across the estuary where a grizzly bear wandered through just 2 years ago, and there are bear and cougar in the estuary. A housing development where I live, 110 homes on very steep slopes in known cougar and bear habitat. We've seen cougar and bear in there. And then, of course, the notorious Garibaldi at Squamish Ski Resort, where 6,000 new homes, 25 ski lifts, two golf courses, hotels will be built in an area known to have grizzly bear, cougar, wolves, wolverine, peregrine falcon. This is the absolute last place we should be putting in a development.
Where is that ski resort? It's called Garibaldi at Squamish, I think.
Yeah, just north of town near Cat Lake. And I've been doing this work for some time, and I must say this is the worst development project I've ever come across. For example, to provide water for 6,000 new homes in this resort that they plan, the developers want to put 5 dams on the Brome River. The Brome River is one of the best salmon and steelhead rivers in the province. And we know that if there's a drought 1 year, who's going to get the water? The salmon on the Brome River, or 6,000 homeowners who have, you know, huge homes and play golf at the resort? We know who's going to get the water. Salmon and steelhead are going to be sacrificed. Species like grizzly bear and cougars are going to be pushed out of their habitat. Even recreational and user access will be restricted because this land will then become private, and homeowners aren't going to allow mountain bikers, snowmobilers, backcountry skiers in their neighborhood. So many... The quality of life of Squamish will be dramatically and drastically impacted by this ski resort and other developments.
Are these developments then not subject to environmental assessments before the developers get permits to build?
They are, but, you know, with the Garibaldi Squamish Ski Resort, for example, the Environmental Assessment Office is going to be public comment ends on July 19th, and the Environmental Assessment Office will be making a decision shortly thereafter, and permits may be granted. It appears that the province is more sympathetic to the developers, so there's a political element to all of this. And face it, money talks. And so when you have a small town like Squamish that developers see as a gold mine, they put pressure on political leaders. So even though there are laws in place, politics is going to play a role, unfortunately, in how decisions are made. And we're certainly seeing that in Squamish as the development has just sprawled here with very little planning and very little checks and balances.
What can people do if they're concerned about it? Where can people who are listening to us now apply pressure?
Well, they can contact me at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at bigwildlife.org, or go to our website, www.bigwildlife.org. On Tuesday in Squamish, there will be a council meeting, Squamish Council meeting, and I encourage folks to go to that meeting at the Municipal Hall in town if you're a Squamish resident. But for folks outside the area, if you go to our website, we'll have an action alert up over the weekend with all the contacts, you know, people you can write to, policymakers you can contact. But we especially need to stop this Garibaldi at Squamish Ski Resort. It is a massive development that would compromise all the unique values that make Squamish so special.
The reason why people want to go and live there, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, and we, unfortunately, developers are paving paradise. I've traveled all over the world, and this is one of the most magnificent places on Earth. There are very few places left that have such a constellation of wildlife: bald eagles, seals, grizzly bear, black bear, cougar, wolves. This is a magical place on par with any international treasure, and it's about to be lost.
Well, thank you very much for taking our call this morning, Brian, and I'll give people your website address again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Brian Vincent. He is Communication Director for the international organization Big Wildlife, and he's based in Squamish. His email address is brian@bigwildlife.org, and the website is bigwildlife.org.